I hate Athena too. She sent me here to the...
It's a recent early morning in Miss Bettina's sixth grade classroom at the Moab Charter School. Textbooks and binders lay open on desks. There are snacks in Tupperware containers. But all that is set aside right now because the students are busy getting even with the goddess Athena.
We're plotting to take over her temple and claim everything she loves. Let's go now, before we change our minds. Yes, yes, before we change our minds.
Moab Charter School's sixth graders are rehearsing their original opera titled Arachne's Revenge. The students wrote this drama themselves, learning how to create librettos and fully embody their characters on stage.
One of the Greek myths is that Arachne was a mortal weaver who was like so proud of her work, she boasted to everyone that she was a better weaver than Athena.
Rosalie Thomas plays Arachne in the opera. She explains that the premise of the story all has to do with an incident in Greek mythology.
And then Athena came and challenged her to a weaving contest. And they had a weaving contest, and Arachne won. But Athena got so mad that she ripped Arachne's work and turned Arachne into a spider.
Arachne's Revenge takes off where the original myth left off. The students imagine a world where Arachne and a host of characters from the underworld challenge Athena once more.
We'll take the boat and hope we stay afloat. Athena, here we come.
Along with some original characters, the students feature famous Greek players like Hades, the god of the underworld. Josie LaMarche plays Persephone, who is trapped by Hades for half of the year.
He kidnapped me, and I got hungry, so I ate a piece of a pomegranate, like from the underworld. And now, because of that, I have to spend winter and fall down in the underworld and spring and summer in the with my mother up in the underworld. Yeah.
I asked the group why they wanted to create an original opera.
I don't know. Me and Rosie had been particularly obsessed with plays for
a while. At the beginning of
Miss Bettina noticed her students' interest and then told them about a dramatic program she knew about called Opera by Children. It's an integrated arts curriculum hosted through the Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater that trains students and teachers to create original class operas.
Miss Bettina, like, told us about the Opera by Children thing, and then we were really excited. So then, once everyone said they wanted to do it, we did it.
For 22 years, the staff at Opera by Children have worked with Utah classrooms to create original pieces of art. Although they are based in Logan, they currently have hundreds of projects happening across the state.
I love to see the light bulbs come on in these kids' eyes.
That's Opera by Children director Pamela Gee. I catch her in her car, traveling back to Logan after workshopping projects at schools in the Uinta Basin. She says Opera by Children gives Utah's students an opportunity to work together on something big that includes many different types of art, like storytelling, acting, music, and movement.
We create an environment of trust where the students are feeling that they can risk. Share their ideas, and they'll be affirmed for those ideas so that they can grow. And that's the whole point. It's to help them grow in their confidence, in their knowledge, and just in enjoying school and become lifelong learners.
The Moab Charter School class worked with Opera by Children over several months. There's a writing session to secure a plot, a music session to create melodies, and a drama session to learn some secrets of staging. It's hard work, but Miss Bettina describes the experience as nothing but positive for her and her students.
I think the number one thing to consider is if the kids are engaged, and they were from beginning to end, and I think it's one of the most proud things they've created.
We love one another, we forgive each other.
With KZMU, I'm Molly Marcello, reporting from Moab for Utah Public Radio.